Hi, Joe. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Mem Hey. The Makom HaMachshava Sham HaAdam. So also, if you remember again, the idea that Mechaber was discussing yesterday was this Yisod of the fact that we are influenced by what we observe in this world. So meaning when a person goes ahead and sees something positive, that has a certain effect on him. See something negative, that has an effect on him as well. What's the effect of seeing something negative? So we pointed out yesterday, it could be a twofold effect. There might be what he called a certain sense of revulsion. A person sees something negative, a person is disgusted by that which he sees. But then the problem, of course, with negative exposures is that over time, so those exposures can become more commonplace. Over time, that which initially revolts the individual could then go ahead and pretty much become just accepted by the individual. Now he says, "Ach kayemes baya shlishis, shibaya amuka yosa." There's a third issue with negative exposures, and the truth is, this is even a deeper issue. So he says, "B'divei Rabbeinu HaRamban mevuar." This is really very interesting. He quotes the Ramban, who explains, "Sheheichon shemachshavto shala adam nimtzeis, wherever a person's thoughts are." Shamhu nimtza. So meaning, if you want to know where a person is, find out where their thoughts are. Wherever their thoughts are, that's where they are. V'nesponin ma'at matamun b'dvar niflam elu. Let's contemplate a little bit what exactly is hidden. What's embedded in these incredible words. Listen to this. Look, Dugma, let me give you an example. Adam nimtza kirega b'Tel Aviv. Right now, halavai, I'm in Tel Aviv. Okay. Acharim b'machshavto. But amazingly enough, even though my body is in Tel Aviv, I have the ability to think about what's happening in Yerushalayim or b'Chaifa. L'chora, gam ka'asher hu choshev makor b'Yerushalayim or b'Chaifa. But even when a person is thinking about what's happening in Yerushalayim or Chaifa, im nishal hechan hu nimtza. So now we'll say, I'm in Tel Aviv, but I'm thinking about Yerushalayim. So what happens? So now if you ask a person, so where are you? Where are you exactly? Hatshuva tiyeh b'Tel Aviv. So a person will say, what do you mean, where am I? I'm in Tel Aviv, right? I'm standing here in Tel Aviv. Azeh bar Rabbeinu HaRamban u'megala lanu. So regarding this, the Ramban comes along and explains to us, shela'amito shel davar lo zu hamatzius. That in reality, this is incorrect. In reality, it's not true. Machshava nikreis b'loshon hasfarim hakidoshim. Thought is called, in the Svarim HaKadoshim usually refers to either Hasidic or Kabbalistic literature. This is such a profound idea. Thought is called Of HaPoreach, a bird that has taken flight, a flying bird. So thought is called a flying bird. What does that mean? Be'ef Sharusa, Lifrach Mimakom Lamakom. Because just as the bird flies from place to place, through thought, we have the ability to take flight from place to place as well. That with thought, our body could be at one place, but in reality, we can go ahead and take ourselves somewhere else. Yachal ha'adam b'gufo lihimatekan. A person might be physically present here. However, machshavto hu nimtza b'makom achar legamrei. But with my thought, I find myself in a dramatically different place. B'pshitus ha'adam tofes. See, on a simplistic level, a person assumes the following. Kashar ni choshev amakom achar. Eineni nimtza sham, ani rak choshev, aval ani nimtza kan. So he says, based on the words of the Ramban, the way people normally assume is, they will say, where, page kuf mem hey, towards the bottom of the page. You ask a person, where are you? So people normally define their present place of location, how? By location of their body. Right. So right now, if you ask me right now, I'm here. I'm sitting right here. But the Ramban says, that's not really how it works. Your real present state of location is wherever your mind is, wherever your thoughts are. Your thoughts really determine your what we'll call to a certain degree your geographic locality, your geographic location. There might be actual geographic location versus desired or perceived geographic location. Wherever your body is, that might be your actual location. Bless you. But he says ultimately so beautifully. So if you ask a person normally that where are you? So now again, using his example, I'm in Tel Aviv. I am thinking about Yerushalayim. I'm thinking about it, but I'm really here in Tel Aviv. He says, "Nazbir madua Be'emes zelokach. I'm going to explain to you why in reality that is not the case. Why is that not true? Bereshis hadvarim. Going back to the beginning of this sefer, so one of the things we spent an incredible amount of time discussing was the fact that a person is a composite between the body and the soul. Haguf yisod hachomer, the body ultimately is made from the material. Yisod ha'afar, made from the earth. V'haneshama hi etzem hasechal shel adam. So the body represents my physicality. But the soul, the neshama, represents my intellect, represents my emotion. Kash, listen to this. Kasher ha'adam margish shu guf ubisocho neshama. So we'll say, remember again, we spent an extensive amount of time discussing the idea that so much of life is based on, or so much of your life perspective is based on, how do you define yourself? Do you define yourself as primarily a guf that houses a neshama? Or do you define yourself primarily as a neshama that is housed by a guf? And remember, we pointed out, that's not semantics. That's not semantics. That truly dictates my identity. What do I feel to be the primary part of my identity? So he says, Kasher adam margish shu guf ubesoch neshama. If a person feels that really he's primarily a guf, primarily a body, and inside of that body is a soul, hu mizaha es hamikum shalo. So we'll say, if I feel that I'm primarily a body and secondarily a soul. So if you ask me, where am I? How will I answer? How will I answer? Wherever my body is. So wherever my body is, that's ultimately, again, where I am. And therefore a person says, Kasher gufi nimtza b'Tel Aviv. When my body is in Tel Aviv. Umachshavti b'Yerushalayim. And my thoughts are in Yerushalayim. Ani nimtza b'Tel Aviv. I'm in Tel Aviv because that's where my body is. Hazihuihu anisha guf. Lachin hagdaraso mikumo hilafi hamakom himtzius haguf. So again, I will say, if I primarily define myself as a body, as a physical being, then by definition, if you ask me where I am, my present state of existence, my present location, will absolutely be determined by where my body is. Ach, kasher hu magia lahakara ha'amitis. But when I get to a real recognition, hafachis, an opposite understanding, sha'adam hu neshama, shemul bash aleh haguf, that a person goes ahead and realizes that he's a neshama, that ultimately is cloaked by a body. So hagdoras makom hamtziuso tielefi mekom himtzius hamachshava. It's such a profound idea that a person will realize that, you know where I really am? I'm really where my thoughts are. Wherever my thoughts are, that's where I am. Memela, imhumim tzabat Tel Aviv. Because also what that saying is, thought is a function of the neshama. If the neshama is the primary part of who and what I am, then by definition, wherever my machshava is, that's where I am. Memela, imhumim tzabat Tel Aviv, machshav to osekis b'Yerushalayim. Therefore, again, if I'm in Tel Aviv, but ultimately, again, my thoughts are in Jerusalem, Hare Shaha Anishalo Nimtza b'Yerushalayim. Then it turns out that the true I, the inner I, is in Yerushalayim. Virak Gufo Nimtza b'Tel Aviv. And it's only my body that is found to be in Tel Aviv. Let's finish this section, page Kuf Membal. Hazihui Sha'anu Mizahim Kol Pam Es Mekom Himtziyosenu Levi Mekom Himtziyos Haguf. The fact that we so often define our place of location by where our body is, umachmas shemazhim anu es atzmenu kiguf shebesochol neshama. That's really the reason we often define where we are by the location of our body is because really goes back to a much more fundamental idea, which is that we often define ourselves primarily as a body that houses a soul, and not as a soul that is housed by a body. He says, we define ourselves as a body that houses a soul. And therefore, our primary identification is with the body. As opposed to a person who reaches a true level of identification, which in this state, a person's true state is one of a neshama that ultimately is housed by a body. And a person will realize that my true location is wherever my thoughts are. Furthermore, a person will also realize my body is simply a garment. Therefore, it turns out that what? That wherever a person's thoughts are found, Sham hu nimtza ba'ofen hamuchlat. That is where he really is. Hayoser ha'amiti. And that is my true location. So I think that this is such a profound yisod on so many levels. That although we often go ahead and assume that where we are is where our body is, that's because of a flawed identification. Because you primarily identify as a guf, as a body, that happens to house a neshama. But if we truly identify the way we're supposed to identify, that we're primarily a neshama, that ultimately is encased by a body, then the recognition is, where am I? Where am I? I'm really where my thoughts are. Wherever my machshavas, wherever my thoughts, wherever my emotions, wherever my feelings, wherever my intellect is, wherever my seichel is, ultimately, again, that's where I truly am in life.
Right? It starts out with the negative influences that impact us. And now he starts on this sort of parenthetical thing where he goes back to...
Come back tomorrow. Again, correct. He's going to tie this back in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. But remember, he hasn't gone off topic. It's all the same thing, which is the impact of thought. The impact of thought. So we looked at the impact of thought. And the impact, let's say, of exposure to negative things on thought is one of two things. Either what he calls salida, revulsion. But then ultimately, over time, sustained influence creates acceptance. And now pause that. Okay, that's one piece. But there's another third dramatic option, which is that, okay, and he hasn't explained what that is yet. All he's given us now is told us that thought is much more powerful than you think. People think that thought is just a secondary issue that really takes a backseat to what your body's doing. In reality, that's not true.
What's the second option?
Revulsion, acceptance.
Acceptance.
Correct. Okay. All right, so we'll stop over here. Well, let me answer and pick up on Kuf Mem Vav tomorrow morning.
Why bother to do something if your thoughts are up to us?
Why bother?